from the Lexington Inn and Suites in Stillwater, Brian Serene with us. Brian, thanks for taking time to come in today.
Thanks a lot, Reed. Nice to be here.
You know, we're really excited about this because we have a couple of different offers. We have an overnight stay for two in a suite or an overnight stay for two in a standard room. And I was on the website yesterday and then again just a little bit ago before we went on the air. And you can take a look at exactly what the rooms look like, the lobby, the breakfast area where the continental breakfast is served. And hotels are pretty, I haven't been in the hotel, but from the pictures I see on the website, the rooms are pretty impressive.
Yeah, nice rooms, nice amenities in the rooms, nice crisp white linens on all the beds. It's a relatively new property. We're about 10 years old. Locally owned Minnesota couple owns the hotel as well as a number of other properties in the area. So that's nice to have the local ownership as well.
And it's a great location also because it's not far. In fact, they list all the area attractions. If you're not real familiar with Stillwater, they list all the attractions exactly how far away they are. Like, if you want to go some other place for lunch or dinner, I mean, there's places within 0.3 mile. I mean, you could pretty much walk there.
Yeah, and Stillwater is such a great location for folks, and we really promote the local businesses, the world-class shopping, world-class restaurants, really, for that matter. I love when an out-of-town business guest is with us, and they come down and might ask the front desk for a dinner recommendation. And I laugh, and I say, where do you want to start? Because there's so many great restaurant choices in town.
Or what are you interested in?
Exactly.
In eating? Because there's a lot of different types of food restaurants. Wireless high-speed internet is there, coffee maker, cable TV with HBO, hair dryers, irons, complimentary local calls. And, of course, you've got the indoor heated pool and hot tub as well.
Yeah, small seven-person hot tub, a relatively small pool, but the water's always wet.
Yeah.
Great for kids and some adults get into the water as well.
Tell us a little bit about the suites, because they do vary a little bit from suite to suite.
Sure. We have 12 suites on site out of our 58 total rooms. Some of the suites, we have a couple of extended stay suites, a kind of two-room parlor type suites where the sleeping area is set off from the other part of the room. Those two rooms also have breakfast bar areas with nearly a full kitchen. No stovetop or oven, but
the kitchenette.
Would be a good description for it. Television in the bedroom side as well as in the seating side. We also have what we call king suites. They're bigger rooms with a single king bed, fold out couch. And again, a little bit more room, seating area for people. It works great for a lot of our business travelers get there.
I was just going to say business travelers, that they can kind of spread out a little bit.
Room to spread out, room for a laptop to work at, that sort of thing. Probably our most popular thing, especially with couples, are our jacuzzi suites. And we have five of those. One is a suite. The other four are standard room sizes. But it has a single king bed as well as the two-person in-room jacuzzi tub, which we were sold out on Valentine's Day. Go figure.
But, obviously a really nice way to relax, when people come into town and maybe they, drive into downtown and, because we have free parking all over off of Main Street. And they can do their walking up and down and hit all the antique stores and the specialty shops. And after they've walked themselves out, they can go back and relax in the jacuzzi.
Absolutely.
Brian, thanks for coming by and chatting with us.
Thanks, Reed. Thanks to KLBB and to all the folks here for helping us with this Super Saver program. We're really looking forward to seeing some of your listeners as our guests.
Absolutely. Our pleasure and continued success.